Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My check engine light's on.
That could hurt your gas mileage. The AutoZone free fix finder service can help find the fix for free.
Get in zone.
This whole report for free?
That's right. Printed and on your phone for free.
Get in zone.
But what if the fix is too tough?
We'll recommend a local shop. Fix finder, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you're this cute, it's hard to exist. Amber wouldn't know anything about this. It's the Amber Lacey, Lacey and Amber Show.
Hi, Amber.
I didn't like your song.
You didn't wait for me to ask you. Hold on. Amber.
Yes.
Did you love this song?
I didn't like your song.
Well, Daniel wrote it, so I'm sorry.
What?
Yes, he wrote it and sent it to me.
What? Daniel Thresher did?
You're so beautiful. And I was like, thank you, Daniel. Write me a song.
Okay. What? That's really mean. Yeah.
Truth hurts.
Oh, Lizzo was right, guys. Truth hurts. And she was also right when she said, a dum dum dee dum dee dum dum. Hey, hey, everybody. It's the Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber Show. I'm Amber Ruffin.
I'm Lacey Lamar.
And this is a pretty big day. Mm-hmm. Do you want to know why? Because I say so.
Oh, okay. It's Amber Say So Day.
Yay! Oh, Amber Say So Day would be the best.
Just walk around and be like, do this because I say so.
People would be like, all right.
Yeah. They know.
Yeah. I'm they never know. Asking too much.
Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm.
So it's like,
do you know what I did this week?
What did you do this week, Laceface?
The eclipse happened. And I love little science projects.
She does.
So everybody, you know, they tell you to look at the eclipse only with the glasses.
Yeah.
Or you can use a box.
That's right.
Guys, look at this. Beautiful. Look at this, baby. Look at it. Look at my, I used the pop secret box.
This is a pop secret box.
And I looked at the eclipse because I didn't have glasses. Amber is so jealous.
She's cut a hole in it.
Yeah.
And then
I wonder, I bet a lot of people out there did it, but Amber teased me when she saw it. But
because
now,
we're days away from the eclipse and this child is still celebrating this stupid box.
I'm putting it on the, you see these pictures back here? Wait, hold on. It's going right there. Pop secret gonna go right there. You ain't gonna shame me. You know this. You know what I mean? You know how long it took to make this? You know do you see the tape? You see that corner right? Get out of here. I actually made the box. First of all,
no,
I made the box.
Guys, she's
yeah,
never.
I pressed the paper. I colored it. Look at that pop. No, nobody. I made this. So it's going to go right there.
Okay.
It's going to steal my joy.
Guys, if
I'm please living my life like it's golden. That's okay. What I'm doing.
All right, Jill Scott.
Okay, Jill told me to. Okay. That's what I did.
All right.
So anywho.
I watched the eclipse with my phone.
You didn't have a good time like I did.
I'm pretty sure I had a better time than you.
No, people were trying to come over to use the box. And I was like, there's a line outside. I was like, get your own damn box.
Lacey.
That's how hot this box was.
I don't like that you said that. I
But it ain't a lie.
Guys, we're just off to
if
quite
the start.
If you see
me in the club dancing with this box.
Guys,
okay.
Don't let her box into your club. If you own a club and Lacey comes to it, go, we're at
They're
capacity.
Like, we don't, you can't get in. I'm gonna be like, what about now? What about now? And they're gonna be like, you that pop secret lady. And I'm like, thank you.
No.
I'm getting in.
Okay. Guys.
We're done with the box. I'm done. Now I'm done.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know her. What else happened to you this week? Nothing.
The pop secret box wasn't enough?
I don't think it is.
Nope.
We are supposed to tease our email so that people can send us stories. Mm-hmm. Now this, no, not like that. Okay. That's not what this tease means, Lace.
Okay, fine.
But I have a couple questions about that. What kind of stories and what's our email?
Everyone, I know that you want Amber and I to govern your lives, and you'll be making decisions now for the rest of your life by writing into us at, it was just told to me and I'll probably forget. Amber, say it.
AmberandLaceyAdvice@gmail.com.
We want you to write us and we will talk about you. Now listen, we're going to be honest. So don't think
don't
I'm
be
going
right
to be on
you.
Your side because you're cute. Well, I mean, send a picture.
We'll I see. Mean, yeah, shoot your shot.
Shoot
no
it,
one's
baby.
Saying no to your shot.
No, but, you know, do you have something going on in your life? Are you and your spouse, you know, disagreeing about something? Your sibling, your little sister that's getting on your nerves.
Hi.
Because she thinks she's cuter than you.
So cute.
Write in and tell us. We will solve these dilemmas. We will solve anything. Financial advice.
Yeah.
Do you know I have my doctorate in finance?
Did you know that?
When someone says they have a doctor and then turns this, is that up? I probably don't.
Yeah.
But you don't know. We will solve anything. Any problem.
Do you have a mystery?
Did someone steal your car? You tell me when tell and us. How. I'ma find your
we'll
car.
Find it.
Now it's getting out of hand. Can you okay. not fix your carburetor? Y'all, YouTube, yeah, we're going to help you fix it.
We will,
we
help,
will
you.
Help you. We will
okay.
help you.
So those are reasons why you should email in.
We overpromise.
Okay? Because we overpromise, but we will also over-deliver.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
write to us. All right? That's really what's going on over here. Lots of eclipse, lots of emails
lots,
from you guys.
Eclipse.
Many eclipse, many totalities.
You sound like Trump.
We are day by day having many eclipse.
Yeah.
And lots of people are saying it's big. So, guys, today we have a very special guest.
Very.
He is probably the cutest baby
so
on
cute.
Planet Earth.
So cute.
Can't help himself.
Mm-hmm.
He's a cute little sweetie. His name is Daniel Thrasher, and he's officially a Ruffin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's my son.
Yeah.
My long lost son.
Yeah. She's really glad for this
reunion.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to take turns burping him when we get back. stay tuned to the Amber and Lacey and Amber Show.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I got to change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber show. You guys, do you know how to use a computer?
Yeah.
We don't. Somehow, you're listening to us on a dang podcast. You want to know how? It's a miracle.
Yeah.
And you want to know who else is a miracle? Daniel Thrasher.
Yeah.
Usha Shoe. Daniel, thank you for coming on our silly podcast. We love you so bad.
Oh, thank you for having me. I love you so bad.
Really?
Back.
Which one of us more?
He was looking at
one.
Me.
No.
So no, it was me.
It was me.
That's okay. Don't embarrass her.
Well, yeah, I'm looking at each of you with different eyes.
Before this ends, you will pick a favorite.
Oh, good. Okay, good.
Daniel, are you a fresh little baby?
Yes, I am. I am but a wee little baby.
Yeah.
Wee little lad.
I'm a wee little boy. Yeah.
That's the correct answer. I thought you were going to try to be a big boy, but not it. Daniel, you're very famous. You do everything. But right now, you're a shitty little brother on maybe the cutest show on earth called Dinner with the Parents. Would you tell us about it?
Thank you. Yeah. So Dinner with the Parents is a show on Amazon Freevee coming out April 18th. And yeah, it's about two brothers who have dinner with their mom and dad and grandma every Friday night. And everybody tries their best to just, you know, be the best version of themselves in a really insane way. So my character, Greg, is highly competitive with my sibling, David. And I don't know, it just really shines a light on family dynamics and how insane we all are. And it's very embarrassing. There's a lot of embarrassing stuff going on
there.
It's
pretty embarrassing. It's very funny. It's very much like a regular family.
That's our family, bud.
That's our family.
That's our family.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Except
I always win.
Nope. Yep. She got in there before I said it.
Yeah.
And I'm the best. Do it. No. But Daniel, I'm the baby, so I'm you. Okay?
Me too. Me too.
In real life?
Well.
What are your how many siblings you got?
I'm technically now one of six because I have two stepsisters, but I was for a while there the youngest of four.
Yeah.
So two older sisters, one older brother.
I'm the youngest of five. It's the life.
Yeah, that's it. Younger sibling gang.
Woo, gang. We're the baby gang. Oh, that's it. Amazing.
That means we seek attention.
Daniel.
Yes.
Did your family have a regular dinner?
I mean, yeah, I guess so. Yeah, for a while there.
What degree? Parents, did you have to sit at the table and did you have to say, may I be excused like they do on television?
No, I mean, I'm not sure. I don't think so. I think it was more so I was just, I would eat everything. You know, I was a very hungry fella. I think I just had a really fast metabolism. So there was nothing motivating me from being excused.
Right.
Like they never had to convince me to finish my plate, you know, but my sister Jennifer, when she was young, she, when I say young, I mean probably like a toddler, she would have to, she would sneak green beans off of her dinner plate and put it under her chair. Yeah. And she got found out once when the family dog came around and like started eating green beans from under her seat. But that was never a me thing. I would always finish my plate. Oh, so take that, Jennifer.
Clean plate club. I have never cleaned a plate in my entire
Amber
life.
Will not.
I can't.
What?
So
what do you mean?
Well, because when I was the youngest, I still am. My parents would take dinner time as an opportunity for 1 minute of peace. So they would put the food out, put the plates out, and then run. Yeah. And then take their half hour of freedom. So like, hey, whether or not I finished the food was nobody's business but mine. Every once in a while, wow, they'd come around and try to get me in trouble, but it was too late.
Yeah, they didn't care by then. When the older siblings, before Amber, we had to eat everything. And I had a secret pocket. Just a regular pocket with a napkin in it for gross dinner time. Now, the dinner wasn't gross. It was rarely gross, but sometimes... You know, liver, nobody's eating that.
Ew.
No. I'd put it.
I don't think I've ever had liver.
You don't want it. You don't want it. Too
late now. Okay. Yeah.
To develop a taste for it. No. And I would put it in my pocket and put it in a tissue.
Ew.
But them old suckers ratted me out and I got in trouble.
Oh, yeah, man.
But for a while.
Did you get stains in your pockets?
Did I what?
Did you get stains in your
Didn't
pockets
matter.
Ever?
Who cares?
That?
I don't care if I ruined every pair of pants.
Right.
Wasn't
right.
going to eat liver.
Liver is worth it.
Terrible.
That's worth it to ruin a pair of pants.
Yeah, it's then worth it.
Eat liver, no friggin' way. Yeah. Also, one time, mom was cooking some food, something in onions, and it smelled so good. And she was like, you absolutely cannot have one bite of this. And that made me insane. And I was like, mommy, you gotta give me that. Give me some. Give me what you're eating. Give it. And she was like, no, 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 no. And she sat down, she was eating. I was like, please. She was like, all right, you can have some. And as I was eating it, she goes, it's a liver and onions. And I went, no.
Yeah, that's great reverse psychology right there. I love that. Me.
That's one of my first memories. So I was like, I got hoodwinked.
You did.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's mommy. No, that's our mommy. She's a tricky little so-and-so.
She's a trickster.
But that's smart. I'm going to use that now. Just now. That's wisdom.
It is.
That's right. Daniel.
Yes.
Is it true that you are quite the jingle writer?
Oh, man. Yeah, I guess it is true. I guess, I mean, for fun, not for sport. but yeah, I do have a series on YouTube where I'll just write jingles for companies that, you know, need a better jingle. Somewhat.
So, what instruments can you play?
I mean, my main one is piano. I would
piano.
Say that's the one people generally know me for. But the in high school, I had an interesting experience. So I went to Dunedin Middle School, which I think their mascot is just straight up a bagpiper. Like it's just a guy. so
what?
It's just a what? Scottish guy. Cause like Dunedin, Florida is the sister city to Scotland. And so I had a crush on this girl. Her name was Taylor. Shout out to Taylor. She knows who she is. I once like followed her, not in a creepy way, in like a cute middle school way, into like the band room after school because she was auditioning or we were trying out like bagpiping. And so, we went into this room. And, you know, there was all these middle school kids with braces and stuff playing on these little chanters, these little like plastic, they almost look like recorders, which are practice for bagpipes. It's the same fingering. It's the same, you know, that's how you learn is not on the big, giant, you know, loud bagpipes. You practice on these tiny little baby ones. And I started that. I really liked it. She left, but I stayed for far too long. And so I played bagpipes competitively for, I think, like 4 or 5 years.
Shut up.
I don't understand
what's
going on. Why? What?
Isn't that silly?
Could you play the bagpipes today if you had a set of bag bites?
And the funny thing is, squeeze it I do have a set of bag bites.
Fucking get the bagpipe now.
It's going to blow out everybody's. No, I want people to stay. But they're actually, I don't know. They might. I don't know if they're in this room, but they're somewhere. Yeah.
I thought bagpipes were extinct, like the dinosaurs.
Right. Right. Like the
dodo bird. Legally, you couldn't even get one. Yeah. And they passing out bagpipes to children? Children running around playing bagpipes? They're
playing the bagpipes.
You know what? They're surprisingly expensive. Like they're,
I bet.
You do not have to convince me. I would think a bagpipe starts at 2,000 and maybe it starts more than
you're
that.
You're right. You're kind of right on the money.
The bagpipe starts at $2,000.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? Like you get a kid a little beginner keyboard that's like electric and it has a microchip in it. It's like $500.
Yeah.
Bagpipes, which is like a sack and some tubes. $1,000.
Daniel, ain't it a sack and some tubes? That's exactly what it is.
Our podcast is going to be titled Bagpipes, baby.
That's it.
That's what? Insane.
How did we know we were going to go down this road?
Hey,
wow.
Hey, we arrived. You know what I mean? And what's funny, Daniel, too, here's the weird part, is that going into high school, they had a marching band. So if you can combine probably the two weirdest things, I was playing bagpipes in a marching band.
What?
My first year of high school. And then I transferred over to the magnet school and did musical theater over there. But for a year, I was a marching bagpipe boy. And when I didn't have bagpipes on me, I was playing the mellophone, which is like the walking French horn, because I was also a first chair French horn, if I'm going to toot my own
toot
there. Yeah.
Toot your mellophone. Okay. I was already a geek, already a nerd. This would have gotten me beat up daily because, man, I would have been in line for the bagpipes.
That's it.
I can't believe it.
We would have played the bagpipes.
I would never have played the bagpipes.
What? Oh, no. I would be walking down the street with my bagpipe like, what's up?
You know what's weird? And I'm only just now realizing this at 31 years old. I don't think I ever got bullied for it. I don't think anybody ever should. Maybe they should have.
Well,
they probably should have, to be honest. But I don't.
You weren't the only one playing the bagpipes though at your school,
maybe
right?
Maybe that's why. Maybe because I wasn't alone. That might be it.
Yeah, because I dare a child to walk into a school and play some bagpipes and no one else.
Yeah, you had better be part of a bagpipe
I'm teasing
gang.
Them. Call me. I'm be like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I just decide to like play bagpipes by the school flag as they raise it every morning. Yeah. That'd be a mess.
But unfortunately, it's the Scotland national anthem.
Yeah.
Says it's so confusing.
Yeah, Scotland the Brave.
Is that what it is?
I don't, you know what? I said that before and people were like, that's not the national anthem, but it's like the equivalent of America the Beautiful, you know? It's not really the anthem, it's just
it's close.
A nice little jig. Or whatever.
Oh, really beautiful flower of Scotland. How does your flag sure wave?
Yeah, totally. That's it.
Yeah.
Are you trying to really sing it or you just
made it
up?
Making it up.
What is
the worst? Okay. Oh my God.
Me.
Daniel, the next time you come over, which will be the first time, but it's happening.
Okay.
You have to play this game we love to play. Where
I invented this game.
It's the best fucking game.
I invented
game,
this game.
You sing a song.
Okay.
At which play right now. There are no rules here. You sing a song and the other people have to guess whether you're making it up or whether it's real.
It's man, we played this game for hours.
For crying. Hours.
Like that.
Crying.
We have one friend who is extremely good at it. Kelly Park,
she tricked us every single time.
Yeah,
I love that.
It's a really good game.
Yeah,
I love that.
Especially if you know a lot of terrible songs, you're like, that's not real. You're like, no, you made that up just now.
Yeah. You know what? I like this idea a lot. I'd run into a problem really quickly, which is I don't know what it is about me, but I can listen to a song like a 1,000 times. I mean, I'm not exaggerating. 1,000 times and not remember a single lyric from a song. I don't know why. Maybe it's because like I am a like pianist first or whatever. So like I just, whenever I listen to something, I'm like, oh man, the instruments sound great. And like, I can listen to a song with like the craziest lyrics of all time, and someone will tell me like, you know, this song is about like, you know, eating cats, right? And, yeah. and I'm like, no, it's just a cool little happy little song. You know, like it's a big issue I have. But I don't know. I would definitely make up songs and try to trick y'all into thinking they were real.
You should listen to a song that someone should put Daniel Thrasher in a song and then play it for you and then see if you notice.
I will not. Guaranteed. I will not even.
A danger game we used to play when we were young is we would put dirty words into a song. Mm. And then sing it as close to mom and dad as possible. And then you would win if later on they would sing the song. Like we would always sing.
The best one is Do Me Baby.
What?
Dad whistled Do Me Baby by, isn't it Belle Biv DeVoe? Do Me Baby.
Yeah. Do Me Baby.
And then later on the day he was like. And we went straight to hell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then I got on the bus and I drove back. Yeah. That was, I felt bad for that. Oh no, Dad, if you're listening, this never happened. He did. He whistled Do Me Baby.
We would always sing, it's howdy doody time. It's big fat booty time.
Oh my God, we did.
Because you're not allowed to say booty.
You can't say big fat booty, but they weren't listening.
Is that a lyric in there? Or were y'all?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's just
sounding
dirty.
It'd be cool.
Wait, I totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
Amber's bad.
And the closer you can say it to mom and dad, the more cool a dude you
well,
were.
Well, I mean, it's just edge. A testament to how contagious that is. I'm going to be saying it's howdy duty time, it's big fat booty time for the rest of my life. That might even go on my tombstone, actually.
And I like that you asked. Is that how it goes?
Yeah. Well, I never watched the Howdy Doody time.
Me neither. And Howdy Doody did not have a big butt.
He did not.
Let's just be honest.
I don't know that he had a booty. Mm-mm.
It was an innie.
It was though, because there was a hand in it.
What? Oh, it was a puppet?
He's a puppet.
Oh, okay.
You're like, what?
I'm like, it was showing this to children?
Different show.
What do you mean?
It's a different show, guys.
Okay, good.
Oh, no.
But yeah, that's good. Anyway, keep going.
It's like a more true show. Oh, my goodness. We have to take a break.
We do.
We're doing nothing from the rundown.
I know.
This has
been babbling.
Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber and Daniel freestyle show.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, and then Daniel, you're a bit of a freestyler, so it works. Okay, we're taking a break, everybody. But you don't take a break. We'll take a break and then we'll be right back.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of 1 pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Artesian. Premium cocktails on demand.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I got to change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Hey everybody, we're back with more of the Amber and Lacey and Amber show. Guess what? Chicken butt, go around the house and lick it up. Oh, now,
wow.
Did you used to say that at school?
Go around the house and lick it up?
No!
Guess what? Chicken butt, go around the house and lick it up.
The first half, yeah. The second half is like a little egregious.
Did you not say anything after guess what, chicken butt? You just let it die there?
I mean, it's question answer. I don't need another sentence.
Oh, you're right.
I think it had more after that.
Guess what, chicken butt, go around the house and lick it up.
But yeah, we always
say,
guess what, chicken butt, go around the house and lick it up. And then there was something else I'll never remember.
I said a hip.
Really?
A hippie.
Yeah, it kind of was like it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I remember we would say, lick, 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 lick it up. Like at the end.
I like that. That sounds like a Cardi B lyric.
Oh.
We don't know that it's not.
Yeah, we don't.
Don't know that it's not.
We don't know.
I don't know what she does. As far as like lyrics go, but I'm pretty sure Lick It Up is in there.
Yeah, gotta be.
We won't, would not be surprised.
Okay. Guys, we're back on track. Okay. Wait, Lacey, did you want to read a thing or did you want to do this?
I mean, let's read.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
Story time.
Okay. So, Daniel.
Yes.
I don't know if you know, but we have a segment called Slide Out of Lacey's DMs. And
that's
I
right.
just have. I get just terrible, terrible, terrible messages.
Lacey's out there in these streets.
I'm out there in these streets.
She's on the apps.
I'm on the apps.
Oh.
I'm dating. But also, I just get random. I mean, I get random messages on like Facebook,
yeah.
whatever. I know people don't do Facebook anymore. But okay. So I wanted so bad to, we won't do too many, but okay. I'm trying to, okay. A man sent me, good afternoon.
Okay.
With a picture of himself.
Okay.
Like this.
Double birds?
Two fingers, middle fingers in the air. Because if you're listening, you can't see it. So I love to ask Amber these things. Are you responding?
100%.
Why?
Wow.
Because he's my kind of dude.
Yuck.
Fuck you Why? Too, buddy. Let's go out on a date.
What are you doing?
Wow.
Daniel, you're young. Why did he do this? We're asking you.
I think he just wanted to show you that he had all of his fingers. You know what I'm saying? Okay, well, like, it, like he's I like, this you. Is my longest finger. Learn what you can from.
Daniel!
You know? Like, didn't people, isn't the reason why the middle finger is such a thing is because like they had archers that like, you know, if you were discovered as an archer, they would cut off your middle finger. And so the archers just before like killing somebody, they'd be like, you want to see? I still got that thing on me, and then they would snipe people with their little bows and arrows.
I'm googling what? This after we get off. I don't know.
I hope so. That's a cool thing to do.
So he's probably an archer. He's probably like
an Olympic. An archer. He's okay, well now that makes total sense, and I feel bad for blocking him.
Yeah. You should.
You blocked him for just a super cool picture.
A super cool picture
of an Olympian archer.
Yeah. Guys, now I feel I'm being shamed.
You should feel
finger
ashamed.
Shame.
You're getting finger shamed.
Getting finger shamed. Let's stop saying that. Okay. This one I just titled, say you have charges for assault and battery without saying you have charges for assault and battery. His message was, I'm an all right guy. Just don't get on my fucking bad side.
Wow.
Just
can that was... His that's in his bio or that's a specific
that's a book? Message. I'm not doing if it's a bio. Jeez. I'm gonna
he messaged
you cussed at me. Yes, you cussed at me, and then like you liked my profile, and that was our producer Becca said terrifying. Why are you mad? Why are you coming at
How
me?
You mad already? You,
and then what am I supposed to say? You know what? I'm not gonna get on your fucking bad side. You're romantic. This is great. Let's date. Sir, you're going to murder me.
Yeah.
That's so beautiful. Man, romance is still alive. It's you know that he said all right, or did he say alt right? Was there a typo maybe on his end?
There's probably a typo.
Get on my fucking
that is
bad
so side.
That's
scary.
Bold.
You know what that is?
But also, he's right. Don't get on that man's bad side. That's the truth.
Oakley sunglasses and a goatee riding a Harley Davidson. Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's not. You don't want to get on any side that he has.
You just
stay away from all sides.
Zoom down his profile some more, and he's flipping you off.
Oh, it's the same guy. He's like, that's your brother. Like, your brother messaged me as well.
Yeah.
Okay, just one more, and then we got to get back on track. Okay.
But I do feel like,
if
you were trying to get a guy, and you sent a guy a picture of you doing double birds, they'd be like, this bitch cool as fuck.
Yeah.
I like that.
And it does not work the other way around. It just doesn't.
I feel like it might, though.
No, it doesn't. It does not work. And you would not engage that. I'm not going to engage with you.
I don't know.
Because if that's your first message.
He could be Batman.
I can't even.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe he's Batman.
No, you never considered
Batman?
That.
Oh, Batman is not like that. Batman is a gentleman and a star.
I don't know.
He's not.
If I was Batman, I'd be running around and be like, you don't even know what I'm capable of.
Don't get on my fucking bad
I'd be like at a Starbucks and they'd forget my vanilla. And I'd be like, you better put that vanilla in there. You don't even know.
Daniel.
You know what I'm saying?
They'd be like, why are you dressed like this? Also, this is the least weird thing to happen at Starbucks today.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm a normal guy.
That's so true.
Okay. My very last one.
Okay.
This is very depressing, but I thought I'm going to share it. This was on his profile. This was not a message. So this is what he had under his picture to lure you in. And all he said to me was, hello.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately, that's normal. A hello. I'm going to now go and see what you're about.
Okay.
It said. Wait a minute. Where is it?
It said.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I read this wrong. This was his message. It was hello. And then he said, I need someone to help me trust women again. The pain is so raw.
Oh.
Please stop. Please restore my faith in females. So I might be going to help. That's his message. Hello. I need someone to help me trust women again. The pain is so raw. Please restore my faith in females.
Females.
And I said, I'm sorry that you are hurting, but that's what a therapist is for.
Damn.
You're looking for free therapy. And I'm not here to work out your trauma. Please come back healed.
Thank you. Oh my God.
What are you doing? What are you? That is a cry for help, sir.
It is.
That is not.
Holy shit.
The pain is so raw. Don't bring your raw pain over here.
That's right.
Don't.
The pain is so raw. It's not so raw that you couldn't get on a dating app.
Right? You're ready to snap. You're telling me you're ready to snap.
That's really
true. You're ready to snap. Because I'm like, this man, I think he thought that, sir, I'm not like, this man got raw pain. Let me,
Yeah.
That's sexy. In what world? No, it's not.
Yeah, in what world is somebody like, oh, I want that. I want that for me.
Man, I saw a whole broken man on Match today.
In shambles, just sobbing the entire first date. Yeah.
I mean, then you already know so many things about this man.
Yeah.
You know that he's going to be a lot of work.
Yeah.
And then you know that he loves being a lot of work.
Yeah.
Because that he led with that.
He led with.
But you know what? You also know that he's sensitive.
He's sensitive. Yeah. I was just about to say, I know that I can watch a rom-com with this man. We going to cry. Amber knows I love to cry.
Yeah.
So we're watching Sex in the City 5 times.
Yeah.
We're going to cry. We're
going to
cry every time Carrie gets left at the altar. The Notebook.
Mm-hmm.
Notebook.
We're going to cry.
It's a really great musical.
Maybe that's his pain, is that he just watched The Notebook.
It might have been.
That could be.
No. It's raw.
Okay. I know. We've kind of veered off because now I have to ask the following questions.
Oh, okay.
Daniel.
Yes.
What roles have you played in musicals?
Oh.
List all of them.
Okay.
In alphabetical order.
Okay.
We're joking.
No. My eyes, to the listeners, my eyes just kind of did one of those jackpot things. They rolled in the back of my head trying to search for how the alphabet goes. Well, the first thing that pops up into my mind is I played in high school. I played Judge Turpin in Sweeney Todd, which is hysterical. Yes. Because I'm very much like a tenor, you know, in my day to day. But I don't know what happened. I don't know if puberty hit me extra hard one month of my life. But I was able to get down there and sing the Judge Turpin part because he's like notoriously in bass.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah. And then I also played my senior year. This isn't a musical, but I played Stanley Kowalski in Streetcar Named Desire, which is hysterical. For those who don't know, it's like Marlon Brando's role where he's like, Stella, you know, screaming out the window. And yeah, that was a mess. And then I also played Freddy in, what's that one? Jonathan Lithgow. You've got, hold on. Oh my gosh. I'm looking this up right now. What is that musical?
That's Jonathan Lithgow in it?
Well, it's based on, hold on. Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. Yes.
Freddy from Dirty Rotten. Love that. I love it.
That musical is awesome.
God, you played Freddy. It's great.
Yeah, it's really fun. I
love Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, Norbert Leo Putz played Freddy on the Broadway run, and it was awesome. He's so good.
Oh,
yay.
Love that.
Yeah, it was really fun. Maybe a couple other things, but those were my high school days.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
In high school, I was Princess Winifred on Once Upon a Mattress.
Oh, yeah.
And I was the Queen in Cinderella.
Okay, so you were a leading lady.
I was a leading lady.
Boom.
Blammo. But the teacher really did know what she was doing. She was like, this idiot won't shut up. I'll find a goofy musical for her. And I never shut up. So
nope.
Joke's on you, Mrs. Renchy. Just kidding. I love you very much.
And then you were nominated for a Tony, right?
That's right.
So shout out. There you go.
Yay.
Shout out.
All right. I win.
It worked out.
I actually very don't.
Yeah, you're right. I win. We all win. We're doing a good job, everyone. Okay. Now we're really getting back on track, okay?
Okay.
So you have your family. You're all together, all the siblings, mommy and daddy.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to go eat. Mm-hmm. You're going out to eat.
Mm-hmm.
What are the three best places to go eat?
Go ahead.
Oh, no.
Dinner with the family.
Like you were about to say something. I'm only our family.
Our family?
Oh. We have one place that we can go legally. That's Chuck E. Cheese, baby.
What? Chuck E. Cheese?
Fight me. Question that, first of all, and she's I don't right. care what anyone says. I will meet you outside to fight.
Lacey loves to threaten
I
a
love
fight.
To challenge. Chuck E. Cheese pizza is great. I don't care what you say.
It's good
pizza.
Okay.
It's great pizza.
Wasted on children.
Wasted on little stinky ass children that are digging in their nose. And then, I want a whole pizza sitting in front of me by myself and I'll just eat it like this. Y'all can get whatever you want to get your own pizzas. They got entertainment to the side that's fucking terrifying.
It's fun.
That gorilla? Terrifying.
Oh, the animatronic?
That mouse? That piano playing gorilla will scare you to death. So then you get to see kids cry because the minute that curtain's open, he goes, That's entertaining.
That's fun.
Old people can just sit.
Yeah, I like the grace you gave Chuck E. Cheese, who's very clearly a rat, but you upgraded him to mouse.
Did I say mouse? You did. Yeah. In my heart, I was thinking rat because he's scary too.
Because mice are cute, you know?
Mice are cute, but he's a whole rat. And you are absolutely right. Then you got a man walking around sometimes in the suit.
Right.
And the kids want to run up and hug him. You got video games. You got Ms. Pac-Man.
Oh, yeah.
You got Centipede in there. There's something for everyone. That's dinner with the parents. I'm sorry.
The last time I went to Chuck E. Cheese, Chuck E. Cheese came out and he danced to, Cupid Shuffle
something.
It was not unlike Cupid Shuffle. But I think it was Cupid Shuffle.
What?
Yes. And he did a dance, likely the Cupid Shuffle. And then all the children came out, are like, you know, yay, the rat. He reaches in his pocket at the end of the dance. This happens every 10 minutes or so. 20 minutes, very frequently. And he throws in the air
dollars?
A bunch of tickets.
Whoa.
And then the children scurry and grab them off of the floor like dogs.
I'm fine with that.
I was like, I hate this part.
He made it rain.
Keep them kids busy.
He made it rain, and that's the problem.
He made it rain, and I'm okay with that.
He made it rain.
Blessings and blessings, this guy.
I don't think kids should be getting used to it.
He's just out there blessing these children. He's like, I'm playing a ski ball.
He made it even ski, ski, ski ball.
Oh, I love a good ski ball. And then you get like 5,000 tickets and you buy like a whistle.
Yeah. You're like, get you something
get
nice.
Nothing.
Get you something
you get
nice.
Nothing.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah,
it keeps children busy. Run over there by that rat and grab them tickets. They're gonna be scrounging. They're okay. Keeps kids busy off your back. I love it.
You love a good arcade though, don't you? I mean, just like a skee ball or like that basketball game where you have to shoot it in as many times as you can in 60 seconds and you waste like $5 on it.
Yeah, I'm a Dave and Buster's man.
Oh yeah.
I can go to Dave and Buster's right the fuck now.
Is that dinner
and have the time of my life.
Is that dinner with the parents? Because they have alcohol.
Yeah, they
do. I think Chuck E. Cheese might have alcohol.
I think they serve beer now.
I don't think they do.
I think they serve beer at Chuck E. Cheese. I think they've always had beer at Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But nothing is as good as Dave & Buster's.
Okay.
You can get absolutely obliterated and then do Dance Dance Revolution. And that's where I want to be.
DDR.
Sorry, I love it. DDR. A little bit of DDR,
just,
baby.
Just throw them legs around as much as you can. Just like spaghetti on the floor.
Yeah, your drunk legs.
Yeah. Yeah, just have them twist into a pretzel. I can't do that. I'm not coordinated like that, I really.
Yes, you can.
Oh, I think, okay, maybe I can. That was easy.
Okay, you're really easy to,
I just need someone to believe in me is all.
Hey, we believe in you.
Oh my God.
Are you saying that you do not have rhythm? You're a musician, didn't you? What are you talking about?
Come on.
I have rhythm. It's just my legs are like chopsticks sometimes. Like, you know.
But your legs and your hands are the same.
Lacey.
I'm so...
You're saying you're like, wait, are you assuming that I can play the bagpipe with my feet?
Right now. Come on. All right. And your legs, stop your legs. You can't stop your legs. You're a dancer. I saw it.
Okay.
I know. Right. I know about dancing. I did the test. That's how you test every dancer. Test.
All right. Well, thank you so much for, I have a new career path now. No, I cannot touch my toes, but I think I'm ready to go dance.
Now that I said that out loud,
mm-hmm.
I take it all back because don't we have our favorite entertainer, singer, and then when they get up and try to dance?
Yeah.
I got 10 really in my bad. Head that I just was like, I've seen them on stage dancing and I just lied. I'm sorry, Daniel.
Right. No names being named, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know.
You guys.
You know.
Who are you talking about?
I can't say it. They might be on the podcast.
Okay.
I love this podcast.
But when they come on, everybody, I'm going to be like this. And then you'll know.
Yeah,
only our listeners will know. And then that person won't know.
You're just going to be slapping Amber's knee under the table.
Yeah. I'm going to be like, there'll be signs that it's that person.
That's
I won't say a name.
Terrible.
You just slap a sticky note on their back as they walk away. Just this bad dancer.
Like, this
Daniel,
idiot.
You know, you have to name a family restaurant real quick. Amber and I stole it.
We forgot.
Oh, yeah. Wait, oh, me?
Yeah. Where do you want to go with your family to eat?
You know what? I'm in LA now. So if out here, there's a restaurant near my house called The Front Yard, and it is so, so good.
Sounds like it's outside.
You might have been. It's a nice place.
I think I have been.
Yeah, it's a really nice place. But they have these deviled egg appetizers that are so crazy. They got a little chopped up bits of bacon in there, a little bit of jalapeno in there. Man. It's so good. Okay. It's so good as a little appy. And then they've got like the best filet mignon I've ever had.
Ooh, that's my favorite.
They've also got a side of like bacon, jalapeno, mac and cheese. If you want to go that route, they've got like chive bread and like this crazy, like, oh man, it's so good. This place is so good. If you're listening, don't go there because they're so busy all the time. And I want to go. Give it a go.
Daniel.
Yes.
It sounds like it's almost as good as Chuck E. Cheese.
There is a rat that comes
in. Oh, yay!
Yeah, but this one takes children. He doesn't give to them.
Oh, no!
Good.
Yeah.
He walks around throwing napkins at people. You wipe your fingers. Instead of tickets.
Yeah.
Wipe your fingers. Do your step.
You can do it all by yourself.
We are terrible.
We're very bad. Daniel, you really folded right in. You might as well be a Ruffin sister.
Let's he go. Might be my son. I don't know.
I'll change my name today. I will change.
Daniel, I just officially adopted you.
Oh my God.
You're my son.
People will be like, Daniel, your mom and auntie are very loud. We need you three to leave the restaurant. There's a lot of that. You're Ruffin now. I'm sorry.
But
guys, this was the Amber and Lacey and Amber show. Amber is cuter than Lacey, and that's what we have found. What the show was about. That was the point of the show. We proved it. We posited a hypothesis, and then now it's a theory. We proved it. Hey, you can follow. You should. Guys, we have a podcast, so subscribe to it. Like it. Like kiss it. Smack it. Flip it. Rub it down.
No.
It's too late. I'm at Amber Ruffin on the internet.
And I'm Lacey Lamar 1.
Because some asshole.
It was me. It was me.
I hate that.
It was me. And then there's a long story, but we could not close that one. So I just put a 1. Guys, I don't care. And if this one messes up, it'll be Lacey Lamar 2. I don't care. I didn't even come up with anything fancy. I was like, put a 1 next to it.
Let's move on.
I hired a whole person to cancel that Lacey Lamar. Could not do it.
Dang.
So Lacey Lamar 1. Couldn't do it. This person was hired to go in, do my end. But anyway.
Daniel.
That's okay.
Are you at Daniel Thrasher
1?
No, I'm the real deal. No. Not to say that you're not, Lacey. But no. Yeah, I'm Daniel Thrasher on most platforms. On Twitter, because I refuse to say X. I'm at Thrasher Dan, but that's just look up Daniel Thrasher. You'll find me on stuff.
Yay! Look up Daniel Thrasher. Click on the cute little baby.
Daniel, can you go out with a song for us about Lacey and Amber?
Yeah.
I can't play any instruments right now because it's not hooked up.
We just want to hear your sweet, sweet voice.
Okay. Well, you know what? How about some maracas?
Yes!
Okay, here we go. It's Amber and Lacey, it's Lacey and Amber, it's Amber and Lacey, sure, yeah. That's the
thing. Yay!
Beautiful.
That was perfect. Mm-hmm. Daniel, we're sorry we were so late and bad, but it's only because we're bad at everything.
You know what? As your new brother, I am forgiving.
Yeah, you gotta forgive family.
You have to. You have no choice.
Well, thanks for having me on the show.
Okay. Thank you. See you
later tonight
bad.
At Chuck E. Cheese.
I'll see you there. Take it, please.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.